Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts that he should have definitely researched more before we started this segment. But, you know, the segment's already running, so we can't stop it now. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Amy Poehler was only 7 years older than Rachel McAdams when she took the role of Cool Mom in Mean Girls?
I did not know that.
How old was Rachel McAdams in Mean Girls?
That's a good question, too.
Rachel McAdams.
Because that's almost kind of weirder because...
She was 25.
25, playing... Like a 17-year-old. Oh. Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot, though. I feel like that, but 25-ish is like the age where a lot of teenagers are playing high schoolers. The fact that they picked Amy Poehler, though, to play the mom, and she was only 7 years, like they probably, they did that on purpose because they wanted them to like practically look the same age.
Maybe.
Because she was Cool Mom, right. You know, like it's okay if you want
to
drink.
To find out that they're 7 years apart is shocking.
Why is that?
I don't know. Amy Poehler feels older.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. In the movie, she did.
Right. Yeah.
Probably because she was the mom. Like
40.
I got margaritas. My favorite.
All right. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Give us another fact here.
Did you know nutmeg is a hallucinogen? The spice contains myristin. A natural compound that has mind-altering effects if indigested in large doses.
Indigested.
What do you...
Not Megan for?
Okay, yeah, answer that question.
On horchata, eggnog, I just go crazy with it.
Yeah.
Has it ever given you any hallucinogens?
No, not really, but have you had fresh nutmeg?
Maybe.
It's bomb. It's way better than the powdered one that you get from the store. It has more of a nutty, fresh flavor.
Sure.
Instead of like processed.
Okay, so would you ever consume so much that it made you start to hallucinate?
I want to try, but I feel like you have to consume a lot.
Okay, question.
Yes.
This is a safe space. No one's listening.
Okay.
Have you ever done a hallucinogen?
Maybe. Besides, why? Who's asking?
Because I want to know what... hallucinating
what
is like.
Oh, like for
well,
you?
I could tell you from friends' experience.
Okay, no, tell us about your wink-wink friends' experience.
I would say...
And are you very similar to this friend, wink-wink?
I would say same.
Okay.
What? Okay. I would say, well, it depends on what kind of hallucinogen and how
okay, ecstasy. Tough.
Ecstasy.
Well, that's not really a hallucinogen.
No,
but
that's
no.
Upper. Come on.
I tried that once. I hated it.
Okay, any hallucinogen. Tell us about your friend's experience.
Okay, the harder it is, you see waves.
Waves.
Okay. Uh-huh, that's like hard hallucinogen, okay? And then the mild hallucinogen is more like euphoric, happy.
So did not...
You don't hallucinate, though.
Okay, so did not you see waves?
Yes.
Interesting.
Was it scary?
Okay, think of it like menopause, where you feel hot,
yeah,
but you're not hot.
Because I got to be honest, there is a part of me that has always been very interested in doing one of those peyote retreats.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what peyote is? Because the people who do peyote...
It like fixes your brain.
It fixes your brain.
Oh, yeah, you do get like, you think about life a lot, and then like you kind of like, after you're done with it, you kind of reevaluate life and see it in a different outlook.
All right.
It's great.
Well, there you go.
From what my friend said.
Kevin's friend said. His nutmeg dealing friend.
Right.
All right. So did you know with Kevin?
Did you know in 2014 there was a Tinder match in Antarctica? Two research scientists matched on the global dating app in the most remote part of the world.
What?
That is a reality show.
How far would you need to, like, if you, first of all, why are you even on Tinder?
Right. How, why did you even think that you were going to be able to match with somebody?
Like, it would just be like a matter of like, well, everybody in your radius is Greg.
Like, like, you have no choice but to match because there's a guy.
Yeah. So I would imagine, like, I want to know what they had in common besides being cold.
Well, researchers, scientist part.
Okay, so they probably, like, do you think they would have matched if they were, like, in Brooklyn? Because they probably are very similar type people.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's kind of beautiful, right?
I think so.
I love it.
Now, the real question is, what would you do for a date?
Oh, let's go see some penguins.
Right.
Or let's go ice fishing.
Okay.
That's fun.
I think the date is pretty much just trying to stay warm.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Cuddle season.
Yeah. Every season is cuddle season in Antarctica.
Thank you very much, Kevin. It's Did You Know?
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.